Waterford Arts Online Podcast.
1994 is a year laced with joy and tinged with regret. It was to be the last year John Player Topps was seen in Waterford. For Brian Flynn, it was the year he stepped into the shoes of Dermot Graham, Denny Corcoran and Michael Grant as producer of the Waterford Crystal Show. And as Brian recalls, it was a huge honour.
The difference between doing the shows for Tremor and doing the one for Crystal was that there would have been a huge sort of an inherited responsibility for doing the Waterford Crystal show, because there was so much history there. You know, they'd been there 30 years doing fantastic shows under great producers, and people that I had admired as a child had produced for Waterford Crystal.
Waterford Crystal were the sole local entry that year, a huge disappointment for all concerned. And as Brian remembers, the pressure to deliver on the national stage was huge.
There was nearly an obligation to get to the final and to win and all those sort of things. So I'd say that the atmosphere of the rehearsal hall was a lot different between doing a show for Tremor and doing a show for Waterford Crystal. So we set about the business very professionally and tried to do as best we could. It was Damien O'Brien was the musical director that year, and Geraldine and Lee Malumbi were back in as choreographers, and we had an absolutely tremendous cast. I can nearly remember, it was getting so serious back then that we actually auditioned a cast. I think we had so many people trying to get in to do it. And we had a cast of, I think, of about 30 people, but they all had something to offer. They all contributed a huge amount. The whole thing just came together, and it was, I think it was very professional, you know.
Although there were no other local entries, Crystal still had to go through the motions of qualifying for the national stage of the competition.
There was one local show, and that was Waterford Crystal. So I know that Peter Doyle, in an effort to try and keep the whole competition alive, or to bring the whole Topps thing alive in Waterford, he put together an Act 1, which was basically made up of, you know, cabaret and this sort of stuff. Crystal went on every night second, you know, and we were adjudicated as you would normally, except we didn't have anybody to beat.
In those circumstances, it came as no surprise when Crystal won the local final. They progressed to the national rounds, which for the first time consisted solely of community groups. It was sad to see that Topps, a competition which once attracted 14 companies in Waterford alone, could no longer muster even two in the entire country. Crystal marched relentlessly to the final. Dando Kelly remembers that although it was the only company in the competition, the standard of show was still exceptional.
I thought we had a very good show here, I did, yeah. And a lot of the big groups were after dropping out, in fairness, I'd say that much as well, too. But a thing that amazed me that night when we won is the people in the audience were falling around the place with laugh. All the reports I had down through the years, they never would understand the Waterford text. And it was a big problem we had with the shows. But on the night that we won, everybody in the audience were in fits of laughing, you know what I mean? And that's what really amazed me. Why weren't they laughing the previous years? Because the comedy was equally as good. But the night of the final, it was absolutely tremendous. Nicky and Davey were absolutely brilliant. They were on fire, as the man said, yeah.
Crystal contested the national final with Woodville Community Group and ran out easy winners on the night.
And then we went to the final and we were up against Woodville Community Group. So it was really, like, for me personally, the tide had sort of turned, in that here we were sort of the big guns up against a local community group, which was sort of the opposite for me to the year before, when Tremor had been up against Dunsource. And I think we won well on the night. We had a really good performance on the night, and I remember it was really well televised. So I had 3 years directing, you could say, between 92, 93 and 94. And in that 3 years, we managed to get two shows to the national final, and in the third year, we won the national final. So I had a really good spell in those 3 years, you know.
For one man in particular, a long wait was over. Dando Kelly finally got his hands on that most precious trophy. And after 23 years, who would deny him?
I got what I wanted. Hand on that trophy, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about. I slept with it that night, I shouldn't bed.
And who could ask for anything more? The title Back Where It Started in Waterford. And then, as suddenly as it all began, it was over. At least for Waterford.
You've been listening to the podcast from Waterford Arts Online. If you'd like to take part, drop us a mail to waterfordartsonline@gmail.com. For more, see waterfordartsonline.com.